圣经里面,朋友们早安。
Good morning, friends and brothers and sisters.
今年2018年,我们刘壮和我,我们决定跟弟兄姐妹们在主日的时候,我们来一起从帖撒罗尼迦前后书,我们一起来分享神的话。
For this upcoming year in 2018, Pastor Alex and I have discussed that we would do a study on 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
让我们能够对这两卷保罗的书信能够有更深刻的认识。
So that we can have a deeper understanding of these two letters written by the Apostle Paul.
可是更重要的是让我们一起在神的面前借着神的话语我们来更认识神。
But more importantly is that through the study of these two letters, we would come to know God more.
让我们一起在神的面前,我们走低头来祷告。Let
us pray together.
天父,我们感谢你,因为你是爱我们的神。Dear
Heavenly Father, we thank you because you're a God that loves us.
主在我们还生活在罪恶当中的时候,你的爱就向我们显明了。
While we were still living in sin, you have revealed your love to us.
当我们还不认识你,还在悖逆,顶撞你,过着自私自利的生活的时候,
When we didn't know you, when we were still living in sin, in rebellion towards you,
你的恩典临到我们,
Your grace came upon us.
你让我们认识到你是那位爱我们创造我们的真神,
And you allowed us to know that you are a God that saves us, and that you are a God that is the creator of the universe.
你让我们看见我们自己对罪恶, 的困惑以及不满,
and you let us know the answer to dissatisfaction of the sin in our life.
因为借着主耶稣基督的福音,让我们能够来认识你。
Because through the gospel of Jesus, we came to know you.
让我们的心灵,让我们的生命能够被你的爱触摸到。
So that we can be touched by your love in our being.
让我们知道我们是属于你的子民。
So that we can come to know that we belong to you.
And
to know that we can follow you and become your disciples. And, to know that sin and death is no longer our master. And to know that our life in Christ is a life that is filled with purpose and hope. All this is your grace.
主,你今天早晨,借着你自己的话语,
and may you use your words this morning to cleanse us. So that we can be renewed in our spirit. And that we can be used by you in our lives.
And
pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
帖撒罗尼迦前后书是保罗写给在帖撒罗尼迦这个城市里面的信徒的书信。And
1st and 2nd Thessalonians are two letters written by Paul to the church in the city of Thessalonica.
那帖撒罗尼迦这个城里面的信徒是一群很特别的信徒。
And the believers in this particular city are quite unique.
有的时候当我们在读圣经的时候,当然圣经是神的话。
And when we're reading God's word, of course, the Bible is God's word.
然后有的时候呢,我们读到圣经里面的一节经文的时候,我们就觉得这节经文对我们来讲非常的贴切,我们非常的喜爱。
And when we come to read God's word and we come across a particular passage, we may feel that very intimate or this passage relates to me and I really like this passage.
当我们自己在读经或者是灵修的时候,我们会觉得圣灵借着神的话,对我们亲自的说话。
And while we're having devotions or quiet time reading the Bible, we may feel that it's God speaking to us.
可是有的时候,当我们在看圣经的时候,我们把它当成一整本书在看。But
as when we're reading the Bible, we usually take the Bible as a whole book as we're reading.
或者我们说知道圣经里面有旧约新约的区别。And
of course, we'll know that in the Bible, there's the Old Testament and the New Testament.
可是对于每一卷的书信里面的特色是什么,有的时候我们没有办法去观察到。
But we're not able to observe some of the details or characteristics of a particular book.
有时候我们说, 这个以弗所书啊, 菲利比书啊, 去年我们读的哥罗西书啊, 现在读铁萨罗尼加前后书, 这些都是保罗的书信, 可是他们当中是不是内容都是, 啊, 大同小异呢?
So as we've already studied the book of Ephesians, Philippians, and now we're studying 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, are they all similar?
事实上,虽然他们是神启示的话,
even though that they are God's revealed word,
可是每一卷书信当中都有它特殊之处,
but every book has its own unique purpose.
而它这些特殊之处呢, 是神特别借着使徒, 借着他所写的这个书信的对象, 也有对我们来说有启示的意义。
And these revelations from God written by the apostle to these churches also have significance to us today.
帖撒罗尼迦前后两书有两点跟其他新约里面的书信非常不同，并且是独特之处。
And there are two differentiating points in these two letters compared to the other letters written by Paul.
第一,
number one,
保罗对帖撒罗尼迦的信徒们只有称赞，没有责备。
The first point is that Paul to the believers in Thessalonica only has Paul only has praise for the believers in Thessalonica.
而我们在帖撒罗尼迦前后书看见保罗写给信徒们的这个书信的时候，我们可以看见保罗是非常的亲切的。
And when we read the letter written by Paul to the believers, we can see that he knows the believers very intimately.
我们可以看见他对 帖撒罗尼迦的信徒们的这个真情的流露。
And we can see the love that flows out in the letters.
所以对我们来说，当我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前后书的时候，我们可以感觉到，就是我们可以从这个教会里面，我们可以受到很大的鼓励。
And as we're reading these letters, we can be encouraged.
因为我们看见帖撒罗尼迦的教会是一个不断的成长当中的一个教会。
Because we can see that this church in the city of Thessalonica is a growing church.
我们可以看见帖撒罗尼迦这边的教会是一个健全的，是一个健康的教会。
And this church is a complete and healthy church.
这是第一点。
That's the first point.
那第二点呢，帖撒罗尼迦前后书有一个特色。 第二个特色。
The second characteristic.
就是在所有新约的书信里面，帖撒罗尼迦前后书特别对于在主耶稣里面所拥有的盼望，他特别的有解释和教导。
The second characteristic is that Paul is very specific in the hope in Christ that the lesson that's learned that Paul gives to the believers in Thessalonica.
而这个在主耶稣基督里面所有的盼望特别提到的有几方面。
And this particular hope in Christ, there's a couple of points.
不是只是有永生的盼望。
And it's not a hope of just eternal life.
讲到的是主耶稣基督再次要来临的盼望。
But it's talking about the hope that Jesus will once again return.
也就是说信徒们期盼着，期待着我们的主耶稣基督的再来。
So in other words, is that the believers hope in waiting for the return of our Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣基督里面的盼望，并且包括了一个信徒，当我们离世，肉体离世之后，我们这个生命的延续，还有我们未来的盼望是什么？
And also, the hope of us leaving this earth after we die from leave this physical world, and the hope that we have in Christ.
什么叫做复活，肉体复活的盼望？
And this hope of resurrection.
这个在帖撒罗尼迦前后书里面也有特别的教导。
And both are taught in both of these letters teaches these lessons.
所以有两个特点。
So there are these two characteristics.
第一个是他们是一个健全, 是一个没有受到责备的教会。
And the first, that this church is a healthy church and only Paul only had praise for it.
第二是他特别的让我们看见在主耶稣基督里面的盼望,一个幸福的,这个真正的盼望到底是什么?
And second, it describes what the hope that we have in Christ. What does that look like?
当我在预备这个讲章的时候,
and as I was preparing this message,
在读《帖撒罗尼迦前后书》的时候,
and as I was reading these two books,
我们就看见保罗对这个教会的心态,
we can see the heart of Paul for this church.
我很快地跟弟兄姐妹们读一下保罗是怎么样子来看待帖撒罗尼迦的信徒们。
So let us read from God's word on how and see Paul's heart for the believers in this church.
你们可以跟着我一起在圣经里面看，或者你就听我读。
You can follow along and listen to as I read.
帖撒罗尼迦前书一章二节，保罗说：“我们为你们众人常常的感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们。”
First, Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 2. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers.
第二章十三十四节，保罗说：“为此我们也不住的感谢神，为什么呢？” 因为你们听见我们所传神的道，就领受了，而且不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道，因为这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。弟兄们，你们曾效法犹太中在基督耶稣里神的各教会，因为你们也受了本地人的苦害，像他们受了犹太人的苦害一样。
And in chapter 2, verse 13 to 14, and we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. For you, brothers, became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea, for you suffered the same things from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews.
然后19、20节他说，我们的盼望和喜乐 并所夸的冠冕是什么呢? 难道不是我们能够在主耶稣来的时候, 你们在他的面前站立得住吗? 因为你们就是我们的荣耀, 就是我们的喜乐。
Verse 19 to 20 of chapter 2. For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy.
第三章第九节，保罗说：“我们在神的面前，因着你们甚是喜乐，就是非常的喜乐。我们为这一切的喜乐，可以用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢？”
In chapter 3, verse 9, For what thanksgiving can we return to God for you, for all the joy that we feel for your sake before our God?
第四章第九到第十节，论到弟兄们相爱。 不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。你们向马其顿全地的众弟兄固然是这样行，但是我劝弟兄们，你们要更加的勉励。In
chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, Now concerning brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another. For that indeed is what you are doing to all the brothers throughout Macedonia. But we urge you, brothers, to do this more and more.
最后在帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章三到四节，保罗再次的跟帖撒罗尼迦的信徒们说：“弟兄们，我们该为你们常常的感谢神，这本是合宜的，因为你们的信心格外增长，并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足。” 甚至我们在神的各教会里为你们夸口，都因为你们在所受的一切逼迫患难中，仍旧存忍耐和信心。
And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 3-4, Paul also says, We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring.
我们可以感受到保罗当他想到帖撒罗尼迦信徒们众弟兄姐妹的时候，他的心情是如何的。
So we can actually feel the heart of Paul as he was writing these words to the believers in the church.
当他想到在帖撒罗尼迦的这个教会的时候,
and when he thinks about this church,
他想到的是当地的弟兄姐妹们。
What comes to his mind is the believers in his church.
他的心中就是充满了喜乐,
and his heart is filled with joy.
他在神的面前就满有感恩,
and before God, his heart is full of thanksgiving.
因为他看见,他知道这群弟兄姐妹们在他们的信心上面充充足足的。
Because he sees that their spiritual lives are fulfilled or full.
他知道这群信徒们在神的话语上面扎根,
and he knows that the word of God has been deeply rooted.
他知道这群信徒们彼此相爱的心,
and he sees that the hearts that are united, that love each other among these brothers and sisters.
这不但是他们说我们坚持要遵守神的道，我们坚持要彼此相爱而已。
So it's not that they are they're forcing themselves to love each other and to grow together.
但是他们有这样子的一个名誉在外,
but they have a reputation of loving each other.
因为不但是在 这个帖撒罗尼迦这个城市里面的人看见这群信徒的生活的榜样,
and it's not only within this city that others are seeing the example set forth by these believers.
在整个马其顿就是当时的这个省份的这个区域里面, 大家都知道帖撒罗尼迦的信徒是这样子的一群基督徒。
But in the whole Macedonia region, people are seeing, are hearing about how these believers are.
那我就在预备的时候，我就在神的面前，我就默想。
So as I was preparing for this message, I was before God to reflect.
这是一群怎么样子的信徒?
What kind of brothers and sisters or group of believers is this?
这是一群爱主的弟兄姐妹。
Well, this is a group of brothers and sisters that love the Lord.
这是一群彼此相爱的弟兄姐妹。
And this is a group of brothers and sisters that love each other.
这是一群在生活行为上面有见证、有生命的弟兄姐妹。
And these are a group of brothers and sisters that have a testimony before others and that live a life that glorifies God.
所以我在祷告当中，我就盼望我们的教会、我们的弟兄姐妹也是有相同的一个心态。
So then, in my prayer, that is my hope and prayer that for us as a church, we have the same mindset.
我们可以受到帖撒罗尼迦信徒们他们信心榜样的激励。
So that we can be encouraged by the model set forth by the believers in Thessalonica.
我们自己在神的面前，我们也可以像帖撒罗尼迦的信徒一样得到神的祝福。
So that for us, as come before God, we can also be blessed like the Thessalonians.
那当然，我也就想到我自己属于的教会。
So then, of course, I think about the church that I'm in.
在这个教会里面成长、服侍。
As I'm in this church, it's already been around 26 or 27 years.
受到教会里面长老们的带领,
because I was taught by the elders,
也受到他们的服侍,
and I was served by them,
并且跟教会里面的众弟兄姐妹们一起彼此的成长,
and I grew with the brothers and sisters of this church,
彼此挑战,
and I was challenged,
也有碰到困难的时候,
and of course, I also experienced difficulty.
但是也彼此学习在神的面前要虚心。
But of course, there's also lessons to be learned in learning how to be humble.
受神的琢磨。
And to be taught by God.
More like being chiseled by God. 然后呢，这是当中得了许许多多的祝福。
Of course, through all of that, I was blessed by God.
现在在教会里面做传道人的服事,
so now I am serving as a minister.
我常常跟, Cindy说,
and I oftentimes I speak to Cindy.
我们是很受祝福的,
And I tell her that we are blessed.
因为我们服侍的教会里面是一群爱我们的弟兄姐妹们。
Because the church that we serve is full of brothers and sisters that love us.
常常受到弟兄姐妹们的关心,
and we often receive the care from brothers and sisters,
鼓励,
and encouragement,
还有适时的建议, 劝告,
and suggestions and constructive criticism.
弟兄姐妹们在自己繁忙的生活当中, 常常会想到我们家里面的需要。
And even in the busyness of everybody's lives, they often think about our needs.
也使得我们在神面前的服侍觉得, 真的是感到非常的, 欣慰。
So that it brings joy in our hearts as we serve the church.
那我也在想, 当我想到我们教会的时候, 是不是就像保罗对帖撒罗尼迦那样子的一个心态呢?
So then I often think about, as I'm thinking about our church, do I have the same mindset of Paul as he's thinking about the Thessalonians?
传道人在教会当中的服事有两个大方向。
And there's two directions in the service of ministers.
第一个弟兄姐妹们可能比较熟悉就是要传讲神的话。
And the first one is probably more well known to brothers and sisters is to teach God's word.
可是第二个, 相同重要的是可能比较你们不一定看见的是我们要替教会的肢体祷告。
And the second that some may not be familiar with is that but equally as important is to pray for the church.
我们为教会里面的人祷告。
We pray for the people in the church.
信徒们祷告, 你们不信的人, 我们也替你祷告。
Of course, we pray for the believers and the unbelievers. We also pray for you.
为你们的家庭祷告,
we pray for your family.
为你们的婚姻祷告,
pray for your marriage.
为你们的孩子祷告,
we pray for your children.
为你们的父母祷告,
we pray for your parents.
为你们的求学祷告,
and pray for your education.
为你们的工作祷告,
and we pray for your work.
为你们家庭里面的需要祷告,
and we pray for the needs in the family.
为你们的身体的健康祷告,
and pray for your health.
为你们的灵命的成长祷告,
and pray for your spiritual growth.
那我就想,
then I thought to myself,
在祷告当中, 是不是就像保罗一样, 在神的面前, 能够满心的感恩呢?
And as I pray, can I be like Paul with a heart full of thanksgiving?
你们觉得我应该满心感恩吗?
Do you think that I should have a heart full of thanksgiving?
事实上, 这个感情是蛮复杂的。
In reality, emotions can be complex.
事实上是非常的感恩。
In reality, yes, my heart is full of thanksgiving.
因为看见神在弟兄姐妹们的身上的工作。
Because I can clearly see God working in your lives. And we can see that the brothers and sisters are pursuing this path of righteousness. And we can see that the growth of the love of one another and the love for God. So we thank God for that. But why is it, why do I mention that it's actually not that simple? Because I also think that from my perspective, I want to do more.
我希望能够在教会里面服侍弟兄姐妹们，让弟兄姐妹们一同的， 真的就像是帖撒罗尼迦那样的信徒一样的成长。
So that I feel that serving together and that we can all pursue God just like the Thessalonians.
这个感受是刘长老跟我一起相同有的这样的一个心情。
And this heart and this mindset is I share with Pastor Alex.
我们很感谢神带领我们来这边服侍。
I really thank God that He's led the both of us to serve at this church.
不但是我们有机会能够服侍教会, 而且教会的弟兄姐妹们同样的, 我们受到你们的服侍。
Not only that we can serve you But we also receive the view serving up.
但是我知道我在神的面前之所以能够在这个教会里面作为教会的义务，这是神的祝福，也是我的福气。
Of course, I also know that it is a blessing that I can be able to serve at this church.
所以呢，盼望当我们在帖撒罗尼迦前书的学习当中，弟兄姐妹，我们能够保持这样的一个心情。
So I pray that as we are studying these two books, we can all have this same mindset.
我们不只是读圣经里面关于其他教会的故事。
We not only read about the story of the churches from these letters.
我们能够看见一群属于神的人在神的面前怎么样受神的建造。
But we can see that how the believers in these churches are being changed by God.
同样的，我们自己也是属于神的人。And
similarly, we also belong to God.
我们能够怎么样的能够被神建立，被神建造？And
how can we be changed and be built up by God?
所以我相信，在这卷书上面，在我们的学习当中，弟兄姐妹们，你会像我一样受到很大的鼓励。So
I believe, brothers and sisters, as we are reading studying these two books together. We will all be encouraged.
也可以得到神的祝福。
And we will be blessed by God.
帖撒罗尼迦的这个教会是一个很特别的教会，刚刚讲过。
And we just mentioned that this church is a unique church.
你说一个属于神的教会不是都是应该受到称赞，受到祝福的教会吗？
But you may ask that aren't all churches unique and blessed by God?
可是，在帖撒罗尼迦的这个教会，它却是没有受到一点责备的教会，这个就是特别的地方。But
what's unique about this church in Thessalonica is that they were not criticized, but Paul only had praise for them.
在哥林多的教会，也是一个受神重用的教会。And
in the church of Corinth, we know that that's a church used by God.
也是一个保罗所建立的教会。And
it was a church that was found by Paul.
可是，在哥林多的教会里面有淫乱的事情发生。But
in the church of Corinth, there is sexual immorality.
有人将他父亲的妻子娶过来当成自己的妻子。There
is a man that married his stepmother.
哥林多的教会很注重经历，个人主观的经历。And
they emphasize on
a very subjective personal experience. 所以他们在追求圣灵的恩赐的上面，他们开始求的是自己的能力。So
as they were pursuing spiritual gifts, they were also pursuing their own individual abilities.
他们忘记属灵的恩赐为的是要服侍神的教会。And
they have forgotten that the spiritual gifts are used to build up the church.
他们追求的是我。All
they were pursuing were things for themselves.
而不是主。
And it's not for the Lord.
他们忘记了用爱心来服侍。
And they forgot to serve out of love.
在以弗所的教会,
Now in the church of Ephesus,
在启示录里面，主耶稣基督亲自的责备他们。
And in the book of Revelation, they were criticized by Jesus himself.
主耶稣说，你们离开了你们起初的爱心。
And Jesus said to them, you have left your first love.
你们也是一个爱主的教会。
You're also a church that loves God, and you have deeds, but you have left your first love.
你的灵命，你的在主在神面前的这个生命已经变得平淡了。And
that the life that you live in Christ is has been watered down.
It's become routine and boring. 在叠加摩和推拉的教会里面，我们看见假师傅、假先知、异端被容许在教会里面存在。And
then in the church of Pergama and Thyatira, they were full of false doctrines and false prophets.
使徒彼得、使徒约翰同样在他们的书信里面提醒教会。
And in the Apostle Peter and Apostle John, in their letters, they also reminded the church,
你们小心啊,
you have to be careful because there are already false prophets and cults. in within you.
错误的教义被容许在教会里面教导。
And false teachings are allowed in the church.
然后弟兄姐妹们开始跟随人而不是跟随神。
And the people started to follow man instead of God.
在撒迪的教会，主耶稣基督说：“按名你是活的，可是其实你是死的。”
And in the church of Sardis, Jesus says that you seem to be alive, but in reality, you're dead.
在老底家的教会，主耶稣基督说：“你们这个教会现在是不冷不热的。”
And then in the church of Laodicea, Jesus says that criticizes them for being lukewarm.
因为你这样子不冷不热，我将要从我要将你从我的嘴中吐出去。
Because you are neither hot or cold, I will spit you out of my mouth.
当我们在想一个教会，包括我们自己教会在内的时候，
So when we think about the church, including ourselves,
我们多半从人的角度，我们常常会看到一些缺陷。
And from man's perspective, we often find faults.
你说 整体来讲，爱不爱神呢？
As a whole, we may ask, well, do we love God?
也爱神。
Yes, we do love God.
表面上看来，大家的生活是不是也好像还这个是上得了台面呢？
And on the surface, does it seem like our lives are put together?
也是。
Yes.
可是，在神的面前，我们是不是也受到神的指责呢？
But before God, will we be criticized?
事实上，这些其他所有教会被主耶稣基督所指责的，我们自己教会内也可以有相同的受到主的指责。
So when we read about all these churches that were criticized by Jesus, similarly we can say that for us as a church, we may also be criticized similarly.
所以这就显出帖撒罗尼迦教会的独特之处。
So that's why we see the uniqueness of the church in Thessalonica.
因为他们在神的面前是一个单纯的信心。
Because before God, they have a pure faith.
Or a very simple and a straightforward faith. 他们知道神的话怎么说，他们就怎么做。
They know what God says, and they obey it.
这个是很值得我们学习的地方。
That is one thing that we can learn from.
帖撒罗尼迦这个教会是处于什么地位？是在什么样一个地方？
Where is this city of Thessalonica?
至少我们要对它有稍微一点点的了解。
So we have to understand about details of the city.
帖撒罗尼迦这个城市如今还存在。
And this city in Thessalonica still exists today.
它位于希腊半岛的北边。
It's on the northern side, it's to the north of the Greek Isles.
在圣经时代,
during the biblical times,
今天的希腊半岛, 你如果将它分为北边, 北半边和南半边的话, 有两个省份。
If you look at the country of Greece, it is separated into two provinces.
北边叫做马其顿,
and the north is Macedonia.
所以帖撒罗尼迦、腓立比就在马其顿里面.
So Thessalonica and Ephesus is in Macedonia.
Philippi.
那在希腊的南半边叫做雅盖亚。 And on the southern end is Achaia.
这是南边的省份。
That's the region in the south, or province in the south.
那雅典和哥林多就在雅盖亚里面。
So Athens and Corinth are both in the region of Achaia.
其他关于铁萨罗尼迦的这个教会的背景或历史上的背景，今天我们就不分享了。
So the other cultural and background details we won't go over today.
但是至少它在地理上面的位置，我觉得我们需要有稍微一点的了解。
But we should have a basic understanding of the location and the geography.
帖撒罗尼迦里面的教会是保罗在他第二次的宣教的路程上面所建立的教会。
And this church, the Thessalonian church, was was established by Paul during his second missionary trip.
在《使徒行传》第17章里面，我们可以看见保罗的宣教的一些内容。
And in Acts chapter 17, we can see and read about the details of his missionary trip.
他到了帖撒罗尼迦，他花了三个安息日的时间，在犹太人的会堂里面传讲主耶稣基督的救恩和福音。
And we can read about Paul spent three Sabbaths teaching in the Jewish synagogues.
然后呢，就有一群犹太人就信了这个弥赛亚。And
because of this preaching, the Jews there believed in the Messiah.
然后有一群信了犹太教的希腊人也信了福音。
And there were also Greek converts that also believed in the gospel.
然后特别提到了在城里面有一群妇女是有很有身份的妇女也接受了福音也跟随了主耶稣。
And they also mentioned that within that city there were noble women that have also come to believe in Jesus.
这是帖撒罗尼迦教会的一个成立的开始。
So that was the beginning of the establishment of the church in Thessalonica.
我们来看今天的经文，第一章第一到第四节。
So let's take a look closer in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 1 to 4.
保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会，愿恩惠平安归于你们。 我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们的父面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的。Paul,
Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers loved by God, that He has chosen you.
今天我们要来看的是帖撒罗尼迦这个教会的美好的见证，他们给信徒们树立的榜样，到底是在哪几个方面呢？
So today we would like to study how the Thessalonians set an example for us.
你知道在第四节里面，当保罗说弟兄们啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的。
You know, in verse 4, when Paul says that brothers loved by God, He has chosen you.
他这个意思是说，弟兄姐妹们，我可以从你们的生命上面看见你们的救恩是实实在在的。
What Paul is saying that in your life, I can see that your salvation that you have received is true.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个我们在神的面前一个非常非常尊贵的一个身份。
And that is to be a child of God is a valuable identity that we have.
就是我们虽然是罪人，是蒙恩得救的。
It is that even though we were once sinners, but we received salvation and we were saved.
但是今天信徒之所以是神的儿女，是受到神的拣选。
And that today that we have become children of God is because we were chosen.
创造宇宙万物的真神。
The true God that have created this universe
是无所不在无所不知的神。
An all-knowing and omnipresent God
是全然的有荣耀有尊贵的神。
A God that is powerful and magnificent
是万君之君是万王之王。
And the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings
他今天拣选了你。
And today He has chosen you
拣选了我。
He's chosen me.
拣选了属于他的人成为他的教会。
And chosen the people that belong to Him to become His church.
这是我们在神面前一个非常非常尊贵的身份。
And that is a very valuable identity that we have in Christ.
我们之所以被神拣选的，就是因为我们能够得到神的救恩。
And the reason why we were chosen is because so that we can receive this salvation.
当保罗跟这群信徒跟帖撒罗尼迦的教会说， 我知道你们是被神所爱，你们是蒙拣选的。
And when Paul says to the Thessalonians that he says to them that you are loved by God and he has chosen you.
保罗基本上就是说，我知道你们是已经得救，你们属于神的人了。
So Paul is saying to them, I know that you have been saved and you belong to God.
保罗怎么有这样的一个确信啊？
How can Paul be sure?
就是因为第三节里面保罗说，因为我看见你们生活的见证。
Because in verse 3, Paul is saying, because I can see the life testimony that you have.
他们生活的见证有三方面。
And the testimony that they display, there's 3 points to this.
因为你信心所做的功夫，因为你爱心所受的劳苦，和因为你们的盼望而所存的忍耐。
So first is their work of faith. Second is their labor of love. And the third is the steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这个是一个在我们认识神的灵命上面追求上面一个非常重要的，我们必要有的一个观念。
And this is an important concept that all of us need to have as believers.
英文里面常常讲，当我们对神的救恩不了解的时候。
There's a saying in English that when we don't clearly understand our salvation, then we see the grace given by God is cheap grace. Or in other words, we see grace as something that is not valuable, of no value.
因为是白白得来的,
because we were given it freely.
好像只要信耶稣,信神,
it's as if, as long as I believe in Jesus, I'll receive a ticket up into heaven.
只要我信耶稣,我可以过自己的生活,我犯罪了,还是会得赦免。
As long as I believe in Christ, I can still continue to sin and be forgiven.
我需要什么,我就跟神求,神就需要给我。
And whatever I want, I make my request to God, and God needs to give that to me.
好像这个信就是所谓的信神，我只要有一个观念的转变就有了。It's
as if, as long as I have the understanding, or as long as I have the concept of believing in God.
但是这是错误的观念啊。But
that's a wrong concept.
因为神的恩典是极有价值的。Because
God's grace is invaluable.
今天神的恩典之所以白白赐给我们，是我们没有一个人可以付得起这个代价。
And the reason why God's grace was given to us is because we can never earn it by our
work.
So God needed to send down His Son, Jesus, that has eternal life in order to save us from our sins.
神的恩典是世上最有价值的。
And God's grace is the most valuable thing on this earth.
神的恩典是在一个幸福的生命当中最有能力的。
And God's grace is something that is the most powerful in a believer's life.
没有神的恩典，不但我们的罪不得赦免，我们在生活上面同样没有能力去行出神的要求。
Without God's grace, we not only are not able to receive salvation, but we also will not have the power to live a holy life.
但是这个恩典的实在和恩典的能力是从哪里看得出来？
But how can we see this salvation and this power that comes from God?
How can we see the reality of that grace and the power of grace being lived out in our lives? 那就是在于一个信徒的生活上面和生命当中的见证。
And the way to see that is through the testimony lived out by the believer's life.
不错，以弗所书2章8跟9节告诉我们说，
it's true that in Ephesians 2:8-9,
你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
这不是出于你们自己的。 这乃是神所赐的。
And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God.
也不是靠着工作免得有人自夸。
not a result of works, so that one may boast.
可是第十节他怎么说?
But what does it say in verse 10?
因为你们乃是神的工作。
For we are His workmanship.
在主耶稣基督里面造成的位置是要做他的善功啊。
Created in Christ Jesus for good works.
当一个信徒在生命上面没有一个信心的行为的时候,
when a believer lives out his life without faith,
当一个属于神的教会没有一个在外面有一个神, 这个主耶稣基督是我们的主的见证的时候,
when a church does not have an example of Jesus, a testimony of Jesus as Lord,
不但不信的人, 不知道我们的神, 看不出来我们的神,
not only will non-believers not be able to see our God,
连信徒自己本身对自己的救恩都没有这样的确信,
even the believers within that church wouldn't have assurance that they are saved.
今天我以为我做了一个, 祷告, 举手接受主耶稣基督,
today I may have prayed a simple prayer and have received Jesus.
可是我的思想我的观念没有改变,
but my thoughts and my ideas have not changed.
我的生活行为对人对事的考虑和对待跟以前也没有变,
and the way that I live my life and my relation with people have not changed.
虽然想要做到一个圣洁公义的一个生活,
even though I want to live a life that of righteousness,
可是还是常常在犯罪,
but I still often sin.
杀人放火不去做, 但是呢, 撒谎骗人总是免不了的,
even though I don't commit murder or cause fires, little lies here and there, it doesn't matter.
那我到底有没有这个救恩呢?
Well then, have I received this salvation?
我到底是一个信徒, 是一个圣徒吗? 是一个门徒吗? 还是我还是一个罪人呢?
So then, am I a believer, a saint, a disciple, or am I just a regular man?
做得好的时候就觉得自己得救了, 做得不好的时候就觉得没有得救了。
So if I have done well, then today I believe that I'm a true believer. But if I didn't do well or meet up to the standards, then I'm still a sinner.
可是你看保罗怎么说, 帖撒罗尼迦的信徒。
But what does Paul say to the Thessalonians?
我知道你们因信心所做的功夫, 我看见你们因爱心所受的劳苦, 而且呢, 我知道你们因为你们所有的盼望所存的忍耐, 我知道你们是被神拣选的。
So then in verse 4, Paul is saying to them, I see your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. So the way that you live, I know that you are saved and are you are loved by God and chosen by Him.
弟兄姐妹, 常常我们会说, 是的, 我们灵命需要成长。
So oftentimes, brothers and sisters, we say, yes, we need to grow spiritually.
有的时候我们觉得自己在教会里面也这么多年了, 可是总觉得还是一个平信徒, 信心没达到什么增长。
So we may have come to church for many years, but we don't really feel that we have grown spiritually.
有的时候服侍, 有的时候不服侍, 要服侍也不知道该怎么服侍。
So we serve, so we sometimes will serve, sometimes will not serve.
对神的话语的知识上面可能有一点点, 丰富。
And we may know a little knowledge of the Bible.
可是我也不要进神学院或者是去上圣经学校啊。
But I don't need to go to seminary or Bible school.
那还有什么的学的呢?
So what else is there to learn?
我要怎么样能够长进?
How am I able to grow?
弟兄姐妹, 我们可以从这三方面来衡量自己。
So within these three points, we can measure ourselves.
我因着信心所做出来的工作是些什么呢?
What work have I produced in faith?
什么叫做信心所做的功夫?
What are the works of faith?
信心所做的功夫就是我们因着对神的信心, 因着我们在神面前所有的信心, 我们所行出来的行为。
So the works of faith is something that you do or accomplish in faith. And this includes our relation and relationship with people. And this also includes the things that we commit ourselves to to accomplish. In our pursuits. That's what it means by work. That includes how we educate our kids.
这个包括我们在工作上面，我们所要得到的功效。
This also includes what we produce in our work in our industry.
这个包括我们在传福音上面我们的投入和教会的建造。
And this also includes our commitment to the gospel and our service in church.
一个信的人的工作跟一个不信人的工作有什么不一样？
What is the difference between a person that works in faith and a person that works without faith?
至少在第一章的第八、第九节里面，保罗稍微有提到有一点不同。
At least in verse 7 and 8, Paul mentions, verse 9, Paul mentions there is a difference.
他怎么说啊？ 人都已经知道我们怎么到你们那里去, 你们怎么样离弃偶像,
and then in verse 9 it says, "For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God."
也就是说，在这些帖撒罗尼迦的信徒们的生活当中，已经有了一个180度的转变。
So in other words, it can be clearly seen that the believers in Thessalonica had a 180-degree a change.
在希腊人的文化当中，在圣经，这个在当时，所有的人都是拜偶像的。
And in the Greek culture during that time, everybody worshipped idols.
偶像到处充斥。
Idols were everywhere.
每一个人都信神，只是信的都是不一样的神。
Everybody believes in a god, but it's just different gods.
然后神多得不得了。
And there are many gods.
那多少像中国人多半也有一些这种所谓传统的信仰。
Of course, also in the Chinese culture, there's cultural beliefs.
也许不一定信得很深，但是总是宁可信其有，不可信其无。
You
may not be totally devoted to a certain god or religion, but it is better to believe that there's something out there rather than deny its existence.
During Chinese New Year, we need to go to the temple. Especially if you're in business, you don't want to upset the god of business or wealth.
Or the ghost and the spirits. Mm-hmm. 你要送给他们吃点水果或鸡鸭。
And of course, you need to offer fruits or chickens and ducks.
可是你看这些信徒，当他们因着信心，他们将他们的生命改变了。But
here you can see very clearly the Thessalonians turned away from idols.
你知道这些偶像邪神是假的。They
know that these idols and these false gods are fake, are evil spirits.
今天我们已经认识了这位真神。
Today, we've already come to know this true God. I've removed these.
你知道他撇弃的不只是这些偶像的祭拜。
You know, what they got rid of is not just these worship of idols.
他所撇弃的是他们当时的文化。
What they have rid themselves of was the culture at that time.
他说撇弃的是他们的家人和他们朋友生活的一种准则。
And what they've rid themselves of is their families and also their friends.
大家都去庙里面拜拜，你说我不去。
Everybody goes into the temple to worship idols, but you say, I'm not going.
家人说我们每年都去啊，这是我们家人聚集在一起交流时光，顺便去拜拜，你怎么不去了呢？
And then your family says to you, well, we do this every year, our whole family. How come you're not joining us?
他需要说全城的人都去拜拜，就我一个人在家里面，因为我是敬拜真神的人。
And maybe the whole city goes to the temple to worship, but you say I need to be home because I worship the true God.
这是一个生命的改变。
That is a change in their life.
这是一个因着信心而有的行为。
And that is an action resulting from true belief.
这是一个例子。
That's just an example.
第二，他说，我看到的是你们因爱心所受的劳苦。
And the second is that I see your labor of love.
或者是说，因为你们爱人而经历的辛劳。
Or in other words, it's out of your love, the work or the labor that you have you put forth.
今天不但是因为我信了神，所以我做人做事跟世俗的这个和我这个世俗的文化和行为已经更改了。So
because today that I have believed in the true God, I have changed from the ways of this world and this culture.
今天因为我从神那边从主耶稣基督那里领受了神的爱。And
today I have received the love from Jesus.
也因为主耶稣基督和神的话教导我们要去爱人,
and because the word of God teaches us to love men,
所以我就要学习去爱人。
So therefore, I need to learn how to love others.
我们刚刚不是读到了吗?
We just read earlier.
保罗说，帖撒罗尼迦你们这群信徒，你们爱人的心，你们彼此相爱的见证是众所周知的。Earlier,
Paul says that their action and their deeds of that they put forth because of their love for each other is known throughout the region.
爱人不是挂在嘴巴上面讲而已啊。To
love others is not just lip service.
我对你有一个好感。
Oh, I have a good feeling towards you.
你坐在我旁边的时候，我很高兴。
When you sit next to me, I'm very happy.
这个不叫爱啊。
That's not love.
爱是要投入的。
Love means to you need to be needs investment.
爱是要有牺牲的。
And love means sacrifice.
爱是要有辛劳的。
And love needs labor. And work.
当我们爱说爱人的时候，我们是不是真正的关心人的需要啊？
When we say that we love this person, do we really put the needs that they have?
我知道怎么爱自己，体贴自己。
I know how to take care and love myself.
我有没有爱人体贴人呢？
Do I know how to love and care for others?
还是只是说我方便的时候我可以去爱你？
Or do I say I only love you out of convenience?
等到我不方便的时候，我的爱就停止了。
When it's not convenient, I stop my love for you.
弟兄姐妹们常常
And oftentimes we can see these labor of love.
教会里面或者有认识的朋友，甚至不信的朋友生病。
When we see the brothers and sisters or friends that are sick,
家人又不在身边,
and their family is not around,
特别花了时间炖碗汤，这个煲碗汤。
So we spend the time to cook some soup,
这个做点菜。
And make some food.
又是什么鲈鱼啊，又是什么人参呢？
Like fish and ginseng.
然后煮好。ginseng.
And what?
煮好了带去给人。
And after you prepare it, you deliver it to them.
不但为他们祷告，在实质上身体上面的需要有供应。
And we pray for them for healing and the needs that they have.
家里面不方便的时候，如果孩子上下学要接送，是不是常常看到弟兄姐妹们愿意？
And if they are too busy and their children need to be picked up or dropped off, you sacrifice your time to help them out.
你知道，当我们爱人的时候，如果没有到辛劳、没有到劳苦的这个地步，我们没有在爱人呢。Do
you know that if you have not labored or sacrificed, you cannot for someone, you cannot consider that as loving them.
这个我们知道。
And we all know that. Because that is how it is when we love ourselves. That is how we love our own children. And sometimes it's also the same when we love our parents.
那更不用讲爱朋友或爱不认识的人或才见面一两次的人就更不用说了。
Then it's different when we show this type of affection to.
Well, it's even less likely that we would show that kind of love where we actually are laboring for the people that are more distant from us, or people we've only met for one time or two times, or people we don't even know.
可是
主耶稣基督他亲口说了。
But our Lord Jesus said himself,
你们若彼此相爱,
if you love each other,
众人就知道你是我的门徒了,
then others will know that you are my disciple.
对, 圣经上面有很多东西蛮艰难的, 蛮高深的, 我们不懂。
There's a lot of things in the Bible that may be too deep that we cannot understand.
但这句话太容易懂了吧。
But this particular passage is easy to understand.
我们如果能够彼此相爱，众人就认出我们是主的门徒了。
If we can love each other, it shows others that we belong to Jesus and we're disciples of Jesus.
铁萨罗尼加教会的弟兄姐妹，他们是一个灵命尚浅的信徒。
And these Thessalonians, these believers in the Thessalonian church are new believers.
保罗写信给他们的时候，可能才不到一年左右的时间，他才离开这个教会不到一年左右的时间。
When Paul wrote this letter, he just left this church for less than a year.
他们新旧约都可能还没读过一次。
They probably haven't even finished reading the Old Testament.
可能对所谓圣这个基督教的教义也不太懂一两条。
And they probably don't even understand some of the laws and commands given.
可是他们知道主爱他们。
But they understood that God loved them.
他们知道他们被主得着了。
And they know that they were chosen by God.
他们知道他们要靠着主，靠着圣灵的引领，要彼此相爱。
And they know that God teaches them that they need to love each other.
这就成为他们的见证。
Then that becomes their testimony.
第三方面让我们看见他们的救恩是确实的，是他们因着盼望所存的忍耐。
The third point that we see of their certainty of their salvation is their steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
什么叫做因盼望所存的忍耐？
What does it mean when it says steadfastness of hope?
这个圣经里面所讲的忍耐是讲到一个人他的坚持和他的坚定。
And the steadfastness means they're a person's persistence and perseverance.
是讲到一个人不会因为受到外在环境的影响而影响这个人他的生活的方向和信念。
What this means is that a person with steadfastness will not allow outward circumstances to affect the way that they live their life.
当我们在想信心爱心跟盼望这三点的时候
and when we talk about faith, love and hope
实在上面讲我们对信心多少有点了解我们对爱心可能有更多的体会可是真正讲到这个盼望的时候我们就非常的模糊
so we may have a good understanding of faith and even some more a clear understanding of love, but when we talk about hope, it may be unclear.
可是对初代教会的信徒来说,
but to these believers in the early church,
这个盼望是他们生命的重心。
Hope is their anchor of their lives.During that time.
而且在新约里面，使徒们不断的提到这个盼望。
And in the New Testament, the apostles often talked about hope.
可是今天对我们今天的信徒来说，这个盼望，我们对它的观念模模糊糊的。
But today, for us as believers, it may be fuzzy for us.
而且实际上面好像对我们没有什么实际的关联。
And practically speaking, it seems as if there's no relation to us.
但是保罗在夸奖铁萨罗尼加信徒的时候， 他们在主耶稣基督里面所有的盼望是一个实际。
But here, Paul praises the Thessalonians for their steadfastness of hope.
而且是一个具体的，能够看见，能够给人家做见证的一件事情。
And it is clear that can be seen and is a testimony to others.
希望我们在帖撒罗尼迦前后书，我们一起分享的时候，我们可以学到这个盼望对我们今天的信徒来说是何等的重要。
And it's my hope that as we are studying 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, we can also learn how important it is to have this type of hope in our lives.
这个盼望是在主耶稣基督里面的盼望。
And this hope is the hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
而这个盼望是会影响我们在生活当中，在生命里面我们做决定，如何做一个正确的，符合神心意的决定的一个基石，一个基准。
And this hope is what will affect in the way and how we make decisions. How we make decisions in life.
而且我们在主耶稣基督里面的盼望是让我们这个整个人的人格是一个坚定不移的人格。
And the steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ is what will help us help define our character.
使我们在这个信心成圣的路上面是能够不屈不挠的。
So that we will not waver in our path of righteousness.
这是使得我们在这个世上面能够成功的时候不骄傲，失败的时候不气馁的。
So and this hope allows us to not boast when we are successful and not to be depressed when we fail.
今天时间已经到了。
Time's up for today.
所以我们没有时间多讲这个盼望。
So we don't have more time to talk about this hope.
但是这个盼望在帖撒罗尼迦前后书里面，我们可以看见它的蛛丝，我们可以观察到它的蛛丝马迹。
But this hope that we're talking about, we can see very clearly in these two books in Thessalonians.
求圣灵带领我们。
May the Spirit lead us.
当我们在将自己跟帖撒罗尼迦的信徒们比较的时候，
And when we compare ourselves to the Thessalonians,
愿神怜悯我们，让我们看见我们就如同帖撒罗尼迦的信徒一样。
May God be merciful to us so that our lives can be just like the Thessalonians.
一群爱主、爱人的教会。
That we can become a church that loves men and loves God.
我们在信心上面，我们看得见行为。
So that in faith, we can see our deeds.
在爱心上面，我们看到我们的劳苦。
So that in love, that people can see that our labor is out of love.
更重要的就是我们能够因着在主耶稣基督里面的盼望，我们可以有这样的一个坚持。
And more importantly, that we can have the steadfastness of hope in our pursuit of this path of righteousness.
让我们做一个结束祷告。
Let us conclude with prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天早晨，你让我们开始认识帖撒罗尼迦的信徒们。
That this morning we can have an introduction to the Thessalonians.
他们那美好的见证是我们的榜样。
And their beautiful testimony is our example for us.
因为这是也是你对我们众人的心意。
Because that is your heart for us.
主，我们属于你的人是蒙你拣选的。
Those of us that belong to you were chosen by you.
我们的救恩是实在的。
And our salvation is real.
因为我们可以看见主从你那来赐给我们的爱心、信心和盼望是丰丰富富的，在我们的生命当中是能够彰显出来的。
Because we can see that we can show your love by the way that we live in faith and labor out of love and have our steadfastness and hope.
求主你的灵再次的激励我们。
May your spirit encourage us.
主2018年这也是我们努力的方向。
And in the year 2018, that is also our pursuit.
我们要成为一群被你称许的信徒。
We want to be believers that will be praised by you.
我们要在众人的面前有见证。
So that we can have a good testimony before others.
使人也可以来认识你。
so that non-believers can come to see you. This one true God that loves them. The God that gave us life.
主，我们求主你的圣灵继续不断用你自己的话语来激励我们。
Lord, may you continue to use your word to encourage us.
让我们弟兄姐妹能够因着你的话语受到建造。
So that the brothers and sisters in our midst can be edified by your word.
也让我们所爱的还不信的朋友们能够因着你的话语，因着你圣灵的感动，能够来认罪悔改，归属于你。
And may those seeking friends in our midst, after hearing your word, may confess and repent of their sins and come to you. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.